now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett on the board tonight. More than 50,000 people have joined a campaign on change.org started by two bullied Michigan students demanding that lawmakers pass a comprehensive anti-bullying bill that includes protections on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. To talk about the effort, I'm joined by one of the students who got the ball rolling on the effort, Katie Butler, a 16-year-old junior at Green Hills High School in Ann Arbor. Welcome to the program, Katie.
Thanks.
Now, 50,000 people, that sounds like you have an army of supporters. How quickly did the petition gather so much support?
Well, since we did it through Change.org, Change.org got a lot of that going for us. So they had a lot of media and press releases, so it was really helpful. And we spread the word as much as we could.
Now, tell me, what got you involved in the issue and got you to start this petition?
I'm involved in a program in Ann Arbor through the Neutral Zone called Riot Youth, which is the LGBTQ group for Ann Arbor. And we've done some lobbying at the Capitol for this bill because we want enumeration to make the bill stronger. And so when we heard about the offensive language that was put into the bill, it had to be changed.
Now, I guess you're talking about the Senate bill that was passed with this religious exemption. What exactly, from what you understand, what was that about, and how would that have affected the effectiveness of their anti-bullying bill?
Well, the bill said pretty much no bullying unless you have a strong religious or moral conviction for it. And that is pretty much a license for bullying. And that's not okay, no matter who you're bullying. So,
do you think state lawmakers really have a clear sense and understanding of the bullying problem in our schools? And do they really understand just how harmful it might be to some students?
No, I don't think they do. And that's why we're getting this story out there. That's why Carson and I are putting our personal stories out there so they understand. And we want them to know that, yeah, there are two stories. These are two examples. And there are countless numbers of stories just like that, but you guys have to go out and you have to look for them.
So tell me, what kind of experience have you yourself had then with bullying?
Well, in the petition, I talk about my experience as a middle schooler. And when I was in seventh grade, my school knew that I was gay and they didn't like it. So a couple of guys who were a year older than me, harassed me quite a bit, and one day they shut my finger in my locker and they broke my finger.
Wow. Okay. And how are people, how are other students reacting in general to this behavior and, you know, their general behavior towards you?
With this petition, because of the school I go to Green Hills in Ann Arbor, they're really, really accepting of it. And we talk about it in school, and it's a really great thing. And they've all signed it, and they're all for it. So
that's nice. Well, when it comes to bullying, though, I mean, what was your experience with other students? Did anyone try to intervene? Did people kind of turn their backs on the situation?
No one tried to intervene. No one stuck up for me because no one wants to defend a gay kid because they might see you as gay.
What about teachers? Did any of this happen in front of teachers, or was it typically behind their backs?
It was deliberately behind their backs, and they didn't know what was going on. But, I mean, if we had this bill in place that was enumerated, that spelled out who is not allowed to be bullied, then it would help immensely.
Now, did your school at the time have a bullying policy? I mean, was there any way to inform school officials that this was happening, or is that something you tried to do at some point?
Yes, we had an anti-bullying policy. It said no bullying. That was the extent of it. It was not enumerated, which is what we want for the statewide bill. I didn't talk to any of the teachers. I felt like they didn't know what was going on, they didn't care, and they wouldn't have done anything.
So what happened then after you said they slammed your finger in the locker and actually broke it? What happened after that?
I went home and I lied to my parents and told them that I did it by accident.
And did the bullying continue?
Yeah. And then I changed school districts.
I see. So you actually had to leave the school to get away from this.
Yeah.
What would you say to teens who might be facing the same situation now? I mean, are there more tools in general for teens to handle this, or do most not really have any options to handle a bullying situation?
I don't think the teens should have to handle it. I think the adults in our lives and the legislators especially should handle it. They should put this anti-bullying bill in place with enumeration, and it should be up to the teachers to enforce it.
I'm talking to Katie Butler, 16-year-old junior at Green Hills High School in Ann Arbor, who started a petition, an online petition, calling on lawmakers to put together an stringent and strong anti-bullying bill, which is still being worked on at the Capitol. I do want to ask you, Katie, about cyberbullying. It's something that people from my generation thankfully never got to experience. Can you describe what that's like and how often you or your friends or people you know at school experience this kind of a thing?
Well, cyberbullying, that's also in the House or Senate Bill 137. They talk about cyberbullying, and they say that cyberbullying is not okay if it happens on school computers or during school hours. So that doesn't help at all, because the kids cyberbully anyways, like off school, on Facebook, on cell phones, and it's hurtful. Like, it doesn't stop. And it's not bullying straight to your face. It can be behind your back and you don't even know what's happening.
How prevalent is it? I mean, is it happening all the time now, or?
Well, I mean, we do have Facebook, and we all have cell phones, and they all have internet, and then we have FormSpring, which is the Let's Bully People Behind Their Back website.
So what happens typically when someone starts cyberbullying another student? Is there have kind of a cyber war, or how do people respond to that situation from what you've seen?
Their self-esteem goes down.
Well, I can certainly imagine that. That certainly would be a good addition. Now, one last thing. You know, some people apparently are concerned that a bill that's too stringent might net people who are, you know, maybe being fighting or having issues, but they're not necessarily bullying. What's the line between students fighting or disagreeing and actually a student being directly bullied?
I think if the student feels uncomfortable or unsafe, then it is considered bullying because they are not okay with what's happening.
That's straight talk. That's Katie Butler, a 16-year-old junior at Green Hills High School in Ann Arbor. Katie, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. When we come back, we're going to talk about Alzheimer's. It's a, you know what it is. It's been all over the news. But now U of M is beginning a study into Alzheimer's, into early stages of mental cognition issues, and basically trying to help people get a sense of if they will likely have Alzheimer's in the future and what they can do to prepare for it, since there's apparently no way to really stop it. We'll discuss that next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.
Meet the Expert, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow...